You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.
Hey! Spanning the globe to bring you the latest developments in medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. We love the herb. It's time for the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. Now, here's your host, Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Friday, August 11th, 2017, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the program and welcome to the weekend. It's been a long, turbulent week with plenty of news with respect to the reform of adult marijuana laws. We're going to break down some of that for you today. Coming up in our cannabis headline news, that's coming up first thing here. We've got some sound clips for you from President Trump declaring an emergency with respect to the opioid crisis. Also, we've got two Democratic politicians running for governor in New Jersey and in Virginia who are very positive on marijuana reform. So we'll give you some clips from them as well. We also have an update on what's happening in Missouri with respect to getting medical marijuana on the ballot in the Show Me State. We also have some news for you coming from the state of Minnesota, where there is a lawsuit going on regarding medical marijuana. And we've got data from the U.S. Sentencing Commission on what is the effect of marijuana legalization on the trafficking sentences at the federal level. So that's all coming up in the news. Also coming up on the program today, a very special cannabis community chat. I sat down with Heather Wade. She is the host of Midnight in the Desert, and she had me on her show two or three weeks ago, where we spent an entire 3.5-4 hours on the show from midnight to 4 a.m. Eastern time on a show that's normally about the paranormal and the unknown and the unexplained. And I brought her onto my show to get some perspective on what is it like to be talking about the marijuana issue with an audience, unlike you, our dear listeners, an audience that doesn't know anything about marijuana. What does the mainstream, or at least the midnight to 4 a.m. paranormal crowd, think about marijuana legalization? Heather's got some interesting insights on that. That's coming up in the middle of the show. And then at the end of the program, since it is the weekend and we're getting close to Seattle Hemp Fest, we brought in 420 Radio's Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. That's on tonight at 420radio.org at 8 p.m. Pacific time, if you like stoner rock and metal. And Herb gives us a preview of the upcoming Seattle Hemp Fest, the three music stages, and the Primus and Clutch show. Now let's get to the news.
This is your cannabis headline news. Brought to you by MarijuanaMoment.net, the complete source for all your marijuana news in one morning newsletter from Marijuana Majority founder Tom Angel. Subscribe today for free at MarijuanaMoment.net.
This is your cannabis headline news for Friday, August 11th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville. President Trump has decided to act upon the recommendation by his opioid commission to declare a national state of emergency over the overdose epidemic.
The opioid crisis is an emergency, and I'm saying officially right now it is an emergency. It's a national emergency. We're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money on the opioid crisis.
But you need emergency powers to address it.
We're going to draw it up, and we're going to make it a national emergency. It is a serious problem, the likes of which we have never had. You know, when I was growing up, they had the LSD, and they had certain generations of drugs. There's never been anything like what's happened to this country over the last 4 or 5 years. And I have to say this, in all fairness, this is a worldwide problem, not just a United States problem. This is happening worldwide.
Gubernatorial races in New Jersey and Virginia feature front-running Democratic candidates who have made marijuana reform an issue for their campaigns. MassRoots reports that in New Jersey, Democratic nominee Phil Murphy, a former U.S. ambassador to Germany, called for legalization during his primary election night victory speech in June.
The criminalization of marijuana has only served to clog our courts and cloud people's futures. So we will legalize marijuana.
In Virginia, Democratic nominee Ralph Northam, currently the state's lieutenant governor, has made a push to decriminalize cannabis a central part of his campaign messaging, often putting the issue in stark racial justice terms.
Why is Virginia spending $67 million a year to enforce marijuana laws? We really need to sit down at the table and look at decriminalizing marijuana and then being able to use marijuana for medical purposes.
New Approach Missouri announced today that they have collected over 50,000 signatures on their way to the over 160,000 they need to qualify a medical marijuana initiative petition for the 2018 ballot. However, gathering enough total signatures is only one part of the process in Missouri. It is also necessary that the signatures be distributed across different congressional districts in the state. It was difficulties with the geographic distribution that cost Missouri its 2016 chance at voting on medical marijuana, falling short by just 23 signatures. New Approach Missouri is planning to hire a professional petitioning firm to help push the campaign over the finish line and to ensure that geographic distribution requirements are met. Unlike other recent medical use initiatives, New Approach Missouri protects the right of patients to cultivate their own cannabis and explicitly allows for marijuana smoking by patients. Since the legalization of marijuana by Washington and Colorado in 2012, U.S. Sentencing Commission data shows that federal marijuana trafficking cases are down by over half. Marijuana traffickers made up more than one in six of all drug traffickers sentenced by the feds. Almost 9 in 10 marijuana traffickers were male, and 3/4 were Hispanic. Just over 2 in 5 traffickers were American citizens, and nearly 2/3 had no prior criminal records. Over 90% of the traffickers were sentenced to prison, with an average sentence of just over 2 years. A judge has ruled that a case involving a Minnesota medical marijuana company accused of importing product from its facilities in New York State can move forward. Two former officers of Minnesota Medical Solutions are charged with importing cannabis oil from Vireo Health of New York, though the court has made clear that there is no evidence that Vireo Health, the parent company of both entities, ordered them to do so. Quote, the court finds that the defendants were working on their own behalf and not as agents of MMS Vireo Health New York, end quote, the order from Judge Kathleen Model of the 10th Judicial District Court of Minnesota State. In other marijuana news, we have updates on some of the bills that are running through our Congress and our states. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers said at a town hall meeting that she doesn't support legalizing marijuana because she's a mom and she thinks it's a gateway drug, and said she is willing to consider medical use. She is Republican from Washington. This has been your Cannabis Headline News for Friday, August 11th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville.
You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Looking for the 420 friendliest way to visit beautiful legal potland Oregon?
I'm Lori Duckworth, inviting you to come stay with us at Delta 9 House and Studios.
You get your own private room with queen bed and access to our high-speed Wi-Fi, premium entertainment system, and more.
We'll even cook you breakfast. Look us up on Facebook at Delta 9 House.
That's facebook.com/Delta9House.
Delta 9 House is booked through Airbnb.com. City of Portland permit number 17-159855.
You're not high. You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
It's not recreational. It can be destructive, and it consistently is destructive.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
If you work in the cannabis industry, consume marijuana, or just support freedom, you need to know about breaking policy news that affects you. Marijuana Moment is the daily newsletter that helps you stay on top of all the latest and most important state, federal, and international cannabis developments. Brought to you by longtime legalization activist Tom Angel, Marijuana Moment puts a concise yet comprehensive overview of cannabis news in your inbox early every weekday morning. Wake up to Marijuana Moment and rest assured you'll be ready for the cannabis news that's driving the day. Subscribe now at marijuanamoment.net.
The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of our Cannabis Community Chat, and a very interesting chat today because we're talking with someone who's not in the cannabis community. My guest today is Heather Wade. She is the host and executive producer of Midnight in the Desert. You can find it at midnightinthedesert.com. And Heather, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Russ. It's a pleasure.
So for our listeners that may not know what Midnight in the Desert is, tell us briefly about your program.
Well, you know, you're right. I'm not in the marijuana community, the marijuana media community, but the marijuana media community and everybody else may be interested in what I talk about every night. We talk about the unexplained. If anybody out there has ever listened to Art Bell, well, he passed on to me what he used to do. So we talk about extraterrestrial life. We talk about what's going on in space. What's going on in the latest in science? We also talk about Bigfoot, ghosts, anything in the realm of the unexplained. That is my territory.
All right. Well, we know that, as far as we know, aliens and Bigfoot aren't using cannabis. So what made you want to talk about cannabis? And for the folks that don't know, I was a guest on Heather's show a couple weeks back, and we did the entire, 3.5 hours speaking about nothing but cannabis. So what inspired you to want to take on cannabis for an entire episode?
Well, because, look, I think that cannabis, everybody's looking around, what is the next big thing? What is the next big thing coming up? And I believe that that is cannabis. You know, this has been building up for a few decades now, and it's becoming more and more ubiquitous. More and more the people understand the benefits of cannabis. Of course, our governments seem to be way out of touch with that. And my audience, I believe, is absolutely in touch with that. When Art was hosting, we did a show on legal marijuana in Colorado, and the response to it was just unbelievable. And so I thought, you know, we, after the election, after November 8th, we got, you know, a whole nother, you know, I guess, plate of marijuana laws, and I figured it was time to talk about it again.
And how was the reaction this time? Were you surprised by how your audience, you know, used to listening to stories of the paranormal and ghosts and such, would respond to an extended discussion on cannabis?
Well, actually, I went out on a limb. Gosh, I don't remember now how long it was before you were on. Not too long. Maybe it was about a month or so. We do open lines also in the same tradition as Art Bell. And I decided one night, just, I don't even know why, it just occurred to me, you know, I'm going to do an open lines just on marijuana. And it was incredible because what it ended up turning into was everybody calling in to tell me about how their lives had been changed by using marijuana. And then me and my producer, Michelle, were talking, and I said, you know what, wouldn't it be interesting to get someone who really does know about all the new laws that are coming in, who really is sort of plugged into the cannabis community, get them on. I'm not an expert in this. I'm happy to talk about it. My audience is clearly happy to talk about it and listen to it, but I wanted someone with an expertise in the subject, in the matter, to come on the program and give us some more information, and you were able to do that, Russ. And the response to you coming on was just unbelievable, really. People were telling me things like, oh, it's about time. Listen to this guy, really knows what he's talking about. I posed several arguments to you, the standard arguments that were all given against marijuana use, and you were able to refute every single one of them. And I think the response was just glowing over the subject matter, over you talking about the subject matter. And people were, the word I heard the most often, Russ, was refreshing. Boy, isn't this a breath of fresh air? Isn't this refreshing? We can have a rational discussion about marijuana and cannabis and what it offers the people. Because let's face it, the feds are out of touch on this.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was concerned when I got the invitation. I was worried that maybe some of your listeners would be like, oh, my God, here we go. Talking about drugs, all about getting druggies and trying to promote getting high. I mean, did you get any negative feedback?
I think one or two, but I never let that deter me. You know, one of my favorite speakers of all time was Terrence McKenna. And look, everybody knows who he was and what he was about and what he did. And Terrence McKenna was a frequent guest with Art Bell, and so is his brother Dennis McKenna, Dr. McKenna. And we've sort of touched on this subject here and there, but we've never really dived in. It's like we've been dipping our toe into the water. And I thought, just let's go ahead and dive in.
Well, it was great speaking to you too, because it seemed like you had a basic understanding of, you know, the injustice and the insanity of marijuana prohibition. But as we were discussing the topic, was there anything that shocked or surprised you that maybe like, wow, people should know more about this?
Well, you know, that was the entire subject. What really got me was the areas where marijuana is legal. You know, the sky hasn't fallen. The world there in those places has not ended. And isn't that what we were told was going to happen? Weren't little six-year-olds going to be out there rolling joints in the park? I don't see that happening in the states where marijuana has become legal. You know, it was also, I think you were surprising. Because, man, you were just loaded with facts, loaded with so much information. And like I said, I think my listeners were surprised that, well, you had something to say about every single marijuana argument against it. And, you know, you presented so much good information on it that they were so well informed. That was another word that I kept hearing over and over again was, wow, very informative, a lot of good information. You know, when it comes to shocking, you know what shocks me is the price people pay. The price people pay under this horrible system of prohibition.
Yeah, in a couple of different ways, not just the price they pay in the legal system or for their families and their freedom, but the actual literal price of weed.
It's well, expensive. There is that too. Yes. Yes.
And it's that cost that is leading to all the problems, because and then there's a profit motive to commit crimes, and we get this whole terrible system that's in place that kind of feeds upon itself. And I thought it was exciting to be able to talk to your audience as well, because from my perspective, you know, I'm always talking to an audience that's really well informed on these issues. And so I'm always, you know, what angle can I find that's new and interesting to be able to talk for 3.5 hours and say things that I've said, you know, 1,000 times on my show, but to get to have them heard by fresh ears on your show was truly remarkable. I really, really enjoyed that. So as you move forward with Midnight in the Desert, first of all, for those listening who are thinking, I didn't know Russ was on this show, where can I find an archive? Is there an archive available?
Oh, there sure is. We have an archive of all the shows that we've done so far. I believe that would be 2 years worth of archives now, which does include all the shows that Art did while he was hosting the program, which are pretty interesting. I remember once we even had a guy on who ate a light bulb on the air. But the show you did, yes. If a person were to go to midnightinthedesert.com and click on a post that says how to listen and sign up, there's a way to subscribe to our archive. And that's what keeps us on the air, Russ. That's why I was able to have that conversation with you about marijuana. We fund ourselves. There's no big corporation over us telling us what to do. So it's subscribers out there, subscribers to our program that keep us on the air.
So Heather, for our listeners out there that might want to pick up the show live, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, well, it's very, very easy. You just go to midnightinthedesert.com, and right there up at the top of the page, there's a link. It says Listen Live. Anybody can click on that Monday through Friday from 9 to 1 p.m. Pacific or 1 a.m. Pacific time, and just click on the link to listen live on just about any internet-connected device.
All right. We appreciate what you're doing at Midnight in the Desert, and I hope to join you again sometime for another discussion. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, boy, I sure hope so, because this is going to continue to develop. And as soon as we get into a situation where the feds can't avoid this subject anymore, oh, we're going to need you, Russ.
Well, thank you so much. Heather Wade from Midnight in the Desert. Check out midnightinthedesert.com. And again, we'll talk to you soon.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.
Hi, I'm Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda. If you're a cannabis brand looking to build trust and awareness within the community, consider becoming a sponsor of this program. Your message will be seen and heard by the most dedicated followers of marijuana policy reform, who are loyal and supportive of those brands that give back to the community. Just log on to MJAgenda.com and click the Become a Patron button to learn how your brand can also be featured in my live nationwide appearances. Thank you for your support.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
I was told by the DART Task Force in Toledo that they're actually sprinkling fentanyl on marijuana now.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association and the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
As we prepare for the weekend, we remember that the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition is as much about culture as it is about criminal justice. Music has always been at the forefront of revolution, and the marijuana movement is no different. Join us as we visit with Herb Thrasher, program manager at 420radio.org, for this edition of Reefer Rock Review.
All right, folks, we've made it to the end of the week. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend, and that means we got Herb Thrasher in the studio from 420radio.org to give us the latest Reefer Rock Review. Herb, we're coming up on Seattle Hemp Fest time, man. We're having a good time.
Yep, here in August. August always marks the great Seattle Hemp Fest, happening next week, actually on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three-day festival in Seattle at the great Waterfront Park there. And one of the great events this year, a little bit of changes. Yeah. Sounds like the festival is downsized a little bit. Things happening, you know, they're in their, what, 25th year?
26th
year now. And so been going on a long time, ups and downs, but this team has always prevailed, continuing to carry on this leading cannabis community event, in my opinion, onto its 26th year. A lot of great music, always a lot of great speakers. Figured we'd give a couple of the music bands that's going to be playing this year at the Seattle Hemp Fest. On the main stage, starting on Friday, it looks like at 1 p.m. will be Swap Meet. And that will be the first band to get things going. Main stage right there, always hosting some of the great bands. It looks like at 4 p.m. that day, we'll have Cavi Gold Records, Everybody Panic. Really a great band. They've played there 3 or 4 years in a row. Looking forward to hearing about their set. Another great band, Bars. And then it looks like at 7 p.m. that night, Bread and Butter will be closing it down. Other great bands on Saturday on the main stage as well. We've got a Cannabis the Hip Hop musical featuring Soul Inscribed. And so that sounds interesting. Andy Cole Band at 2 p.m. We've got a mainstay, which is the Herbivores at 4 p.m. Yeah. You've seen them countless times. I mean, they've been there. So great stuff from them. Looks like at 5 p.m., Charlie Drown. And then closing out that night at 7 p.m. would be Standing Rock Tribute with Mr. Chief and the Rising Buffalo Tribe. The one thing that's kind of prevalent and showing out this year is the rock acts are down. And you know, hip-hop and this whole R&B thing is always taken over the community, and it's definitely prevailed in the Seattle Hemp Fest this year. Go over a couple more stages real quick. We've got the Sealy. Last year it was the Sealy Black Stage. Not sure if it's the Sealy Black Stage or just back to the Sealy Stage.
Yeah.
It should be the Sealy Black Stage.
I think it is Sealy Black.
Okay, well, there it is. We'll go with that. Starting that off on Friday at 1 p.m., Honor Hall. Great band, I'm sure. You know, a lot of these bands I've never heard of, and usually I'm pretty familiar with a lot of these bands. So if you guys know any of these bands, definitely hit us up and send Russ some pictures, or give these bands some great, great promotion and stuff from them. At 5 p.m., Lizzie Rose. At 7 p.m., Chamber 6. And then on Saturday, Ocean of Mars starts it off at noon. And then we've got at 4 p.m., Neil Storm and Amazing Friends. And then Cobra Hawk at 6. And on Sunday, we've got more bands, Wild Irie at 2 p.m. And at 5 p.m., we've got Woodland West. And then another stage this year that is fairly new within the past 3 or 4 years is Cavi Gold. I mentioned them a while ago with Everybody Panic record label. And what they have done now has moved into the park more. They've kind of been at the edge. They were at the end of the Seattle Hemp Fest last year. For this is the second year where they have their own stage. Instead of just sponsoring a stage, it is actually the Cavi Gold stage. And this is where a lot more hip-hop and rap artists will be. At 2 p.m., Method 13. At 4:15 p.m., Clinton Dogger Mullins. You've got 5:40, Yoshi Gish. At 6:35, Lust Punch.
Lust Punch.
Lust Punch.
My favorite name so far.
Yeah. You know, on Saturday, 1 p.m., One Gunshot. And I'm just going through some bands here, y'all, that maybe somebody knows and might be interested. You know, there's a lot of speakers happening as well. I'm sure Russ has got, what, 2-3 slots?
Doing the main stage on Friday and a hemposium on Saturday.
All right, so look for him to be doing that. On Saturday, mentioned at 2:50 p.m., M80 and Crumzilla. At 3:45, we've got Bars. And then closing out that night at 6:30, Moda Mouth Jones. And then on Sunday, it sounds like closing out the Cavi Gold stage is Chucky Chuck. Rapper Kush will be playing that day as well at 2:50. So a lot of hip-hop, a lot of R&B and rap this year, which is fine. You know, that community has been promoting our cause and our community for many, many years. You can go back to Dr. Dre and all those dudes and the great things that they've done. So sounds like Seattle Hemp Fest this year is following in that suit. So get out there and support the Seattle Hemp Fest. Great stuff. It's definitely one of the leading community events. All right, thought we'd get to an album that was released this year in 2017. And since we've got the Eclipse coming up, okay, on August 21st.
Yeah.
That's right. Right after Seattle Hemp Fest, I thought we would get to an album from the band Eclipse, and this is Momentum. This was released on March 24th, 2017. The band is from Sweden, and the album's got 9 tracks on it. Great hard rock album. A 4-piece band, and great stuff. They're on Frontiers Music SRL Records, so check out Eclipse. You can go to their Facebook page and the Frontiers record label page as well to find out all of the labels and all of the bands on that label as well. So check out Eclipse. Even maybe if you're checking out Eclipse with those glasses on, check them out. All right, and one more to get to real quick. Very excited for myself. Going to be attending this weekend's Primus and Clutch show at the Edgefield, which is here in Portland, Oregon, really Troutdale, Oregon. But they're on a huge, massive tour right now, and actually in Las Vegas tonight at the Joint. And then we're going to be heading into Montana, making their way all the way over to Troutdale, Oregon on the 12th of August, heading into Eugene on the 13th, Seattle on the 15th, Nevada on the 17th, and closing this massive Primus and Clutch tour in Berkeley, California at the Greek Theater on August 18th. So get out there and check out all this great music. You can hear bands like that on 420radio.org 24/7 on the live show, live Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, every Friday night at 8 p.m., followed by Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. All right, there's your Reefer Rock Report. Herb Thrasher, out.
Thank you, Herb Thrasher, for the Reefer Rock Review. And check out the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight on 420radio.org starting at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's all the time we got for today's show, and it's been a heck of a week. Join us next week for more news and interviews you can use for the cannabis community. Check us out at mjagenda.com. You can find our YouTube link, our podcast link, and more. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
Follow MJ Agenda on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and follow MJ Agenda Show on Twitter. Learn more at mjagenda.com.
You see, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.